maestro Ankush Kumar Behel remembers the story that his mother has told for many years. It's about Maestro Behel at a very young age, which he says for many years it did not mean anything to him.
The story was that she took me to a movie when I was like an infant, newborn, holding me in her arms, just watching a movie. It was a musical. And she just noticed I was like tapping along with the music, just like really dancing, but also like rhythmically, correctly tapping along with the music. So she signed me up for drum lessons. My first instruments were tabla and percussion.
At the age of 4, he started percussion classes, but soon he became interested in learning other instruments. Most importantly, he wanted to play along with other people and learn musical notes and not just rhythms.
Yeah, again, I quickly started playing violin and I started teaching myself piano. I was one of those kids who begged for a piano at Costco. Just give me a keyboard, I just want it. When I was very young, it was just, I was gravitated towards it from a very young age. But this was always something I enjoyed doing. Through high school and junior high, I played in every ensemble. I played in jazz band and marching band and wind ensemble and the orchestra.
In fourth and fifth grade, he played the French horn. Soon he became better at that instrument and abandoned the violin. Later, he also played the trumpet in jazz band, and of course, he continued playing the piano. When he attended University of California, Berkeley, he did not intend to major in music. The story that his mother has told about the visit to the movies when Maestro Behel was an infant still did not resonate with him. In college, he was taking some music classes, but only for fun.
I was given advice from people who had at Berkeley to take some music classes from the music major as opposed to just general music classes or appreciation classes, because they said that's going to be boring for you. So I was like, okay, so I just want to learn more about what I love. So I started signing up for music major classes. I ended up taking that on as my first major, but thinking it would be one of two majors. I'll do this one for now, and then I'll find my real major later. And I did. I did another degree in rhetoric at Berkeley, which was supposed to be for grad school or law school. But then I took a conducting class my senior year of college at Berkeley. And the teacher said, hey, you could actually do this. Like, there's something there. And I'm like, no. Son of immigrants, I'm gonna go make money. I'm good. I'm not gonna be a musician. He was really encouraging. I ended up taking some other classes, taking some summer courses, and realizing it was a really good fit for me. My personality, my love of music, my intellectual curiosity about scores and composers. I always thought I'd be doing something on the side of my life, music, whether conducting or arranging or composition, something, coaching, teaching, something. But then I really saw conducting as a really great vehicle for me.
Then he just went with it. He says that he became more successful as conductor than he expected, and he started to win auditions, jobs, and money. Most important for him, he realized what he wanted to do. Whether he got paid or not, he discovered his true love for conducting. The story from his mother about him tapping and dancing rhythmically when he was in the movie theater as a toddler finally made sense to him. He was meant to do music. Currently, Maestro Behel is at his second season as music director for the Omaha Symphony. He has also been recognized by symphonies around the globe, and he collaborated with many others. He says that he loves being in Omaha with his wife and twin sons. As music director, his main role is selecting the music and the concerts for the symphony. But he feels that his ideals as conductor fit very well with the vision of the Omaha Symphony when he arrived.
I work very much in tandem with our artistic director of artistic planning and our executive director. We found each other in a wonderful place that we're all heading towards what we're talking about in the concert, the innovation on stage and backstage, the really being thoughtful about who we're programming, how we're programming American artists, how we're putting the orchestra in the forefront and American artists in the forefront as well. So I'm not saying I'm doing it alone at all. I'm doing it with a team. A really wonderful, robust team that's really generous with their time and efforts. And we all have the same plan. We all have the same direction.
If you want to learn more about Maestro Behel, his upcoming concerts, and his plans, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.